Hi, Sean. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did see some pretty good notes here from Daisy. So, tell me a little bit about the business as far as S&S appliance repair. What are you doing right now to market the business, I should say?
So we have our Google pages. We have a Facebook page. We have a Next page. And then, we signed up with a couple of different marketing companies. One of them is called Thrive.
Sure.
They drop, blogs every now and then and do keywords and, give us I think it's 8 to 10 hours of work each month for what we pay them, to get stuff online, get us a little bit more online presence. They're really the only SEO. Then the other company we use is called eLocal. They basically put 800 numbers on throughout the country, and then the contractors that are signed up with them, when people type in, Maytag repair near me, this number might be one of the first ones that pop up, and if we're next contractor in the queue, we'll get that phone call. And then once we hit our quota on how many calls we receive from them each day, then we get out of the queue and the next contractor comes up in the queue. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get calls that way. And then obviously organic calls just from our own marketing and stuff. So,
so you do a lot. The short answer is you do a lot of effort. So
yeah.
I appreciate you there. So tell me this, of all those things, what's worked best and what is something that you want some more help with?
eLocal is definitely the most consistent, but it's also our most expensive. So we would love more organic instead of paid for. They're okay. Like a pay for call type of company, but the way we're signed up with them is different, slightly different than that. So, but it still breaks down to pay per call.
Gotcha.
Our number one goal obviously is to develop as many organic calls that don't cost us any money other than our monthly marketing budget, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So yeah, more Google presence. We're an authorized service center for Samsung, so we're advertised on their website, so we get a lot of organic calls that way. Our Cleveland branch, because their Google page has been around longer than our Medina branch, they get a lot more Google interaction and responses than we do. And the only thing with our Medina branch that we're doing, other than Nextdoor and stuff, is we do whatever Google offered us when we signed up for the business page and got it authorized. Hey, you can get Google ads for this much a month. We signed up for that.
Gotcha.
So for the Medina branch, we have the eLocal, like I said, Nextdoor page, Facebook page, and whatever Google ads, which is their minimum. So it's not a lot.
And how long have you been with Thrive? Because obviously that'd be a direct competitor of ours. And, I know we're on the phone talking about SEO and whatnot.
We just left Thrive about 3 months ago when we realized our organic calls slowed down drastically. And then we came to find out both of our Google pages somehow got suspended. And then we contacted Thrive because that's one of the things they're supposed to be managing for us. They had no idea. And then we had to figure it out on our own to get it. They didn't assist us at all through. We didn't see the value. Long story short is after about a year and a half with Thrive, we saw value in the beginning, but we never actually signed up with Thrive. We signed up with another company. I can't remember the name of them. They were great. They were getting us work. They were posting blogs every month. We were getting a lot of organic revenue through them. Then they got bought out by Thrive, and we kind of just grandfathered over to Thrive as a customer from this other company. After about a year and a half, we just did not see the value that we were paying them at all, because they weren't blogging on a Reddit type post or on our website, because the first company was blogging on our actual website. So if people saw the blog come up in their search, that would direct them to our website. Well, Thrive would only do it on social media, and we're on Facebook, but we don't really have a huge Facebook presence.
Yeah, they're relying on, yeah, because appliance repair is much more like a quick hitter type of service. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yes. Facebook is good, and we do run Facebook. We run Facebook ads, but at the end of the day, like, Google optimization is key for appliance repair because, like you said, this is like an urgent service, not so much like,
yeah,
I'm shopping around all the time, right? It's like, who can get it done today is more relevant to a customer than who
exactly
has the best rate, like, by $10 or something like that, right?
No, 100%. Now, occasionally you'll get, you know, there's companies out there that, you know, it's a $150 service call. So we come in at $89.99. Even if we can't get out today, sometimes, you know, just being $50 cheaper, they'll wait a day or two. So,
but if someone was priced at $79 and your price at $89 and you can come out before the other one, I'm pretty sure you're going to win the job. You know, those type of things happen
absolutely
all the time.
Usually, whoever can get out the soonest is always going to win unless,
which is why you got to be at the top of the listings, like,
exactly,
like how you're,
exactly, you got to be one of the first people
Cuyahoga Advance is. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing,
okay,
is when they let our Google pages get suspended for something stupid, we still couldn't figure out why they got suspended. We just went through all the hoops with Google to get them unsuspended. It was a pain in the butt. But I was just irritated because they didn't even, like, if we're paying somebody to manage something for us, when it gets suspended, you'd think they'd be like, hey guys, yesterday your accounts got suspended, not 7 months later, and we found out. Because we're like, customers were trying to scan the, we had a little QR code on the back of our business cards that takes you right to a Google review.
Sure.
As long as your phone is signed into Google, like your Gmail or whatever, all you got to do is tap that, it takes you right to our Google review page. People were calling us and saying it's not working. That's how we figured out that we were suspended, and then we figured out what date we got suspended, and Thrive had no idea. And then act as
and that's why,
like, oh,
that's
wow,
why
you're suspended. That's crazy.
Right.
I'm like,
I was told to kick rocks. I mean, it's just simple,
yeah,
like,
so
simple math. Like, it's just bad for business. I mean, from what I gather, right? Don't get me wrong. It's going to take a moment. So I was curious about this, right? How long has Medina been open up as far as like a branch?
2021.
Okay. So in 3 years, what happened to your review count? Was no one promoting for you to get Google reviews? Not pointing a finger at you, or did Thrive restart your whole Google business profile?
Yeah, I had to restart so the business has been around since 21, but my Google page is like a month and a half old. I could not recover my original one, and I had to make a whole new one. That was part of the jumping through hoops with our Cleveland branch. We had to do the same thing. We had to create a whole new Google business account, but at least we were able to bring over all the reviews and everything from our original account to the new one. For whatever reason, with our first Google for Medina, it never got officially visible to the public in the first place. So that's why we never got any reviews. Except with Medina was really messed up. And I think that's because of Thrive, because we already had the Cleveland one when we got with Thrive. Then we had Thrive create the Medina one for us. That was our mistake. We should have just done it ourselves. You think, well, hey, we're paying them. They said this is what they do. Let's let them do it.
So they set up the Google Business Profile. They didn't have you contact Google to set it up. They set it up.
So originally, obviously I had to do some stuff, when
we don't even offer a service when we set it up because we want the, business owner to set it up on their own.
Yeah, I think it was through one of their video conferences, but we had to set it up with them so they had access to it.
Yeah, well, that's normal. So that's not abnormal.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're supposedly managing it, and just letting,
I said that they set it up. It's more or less like, I didn't do it on my own. I did it with them on the video thing because they wanted to, like, they had certain things to do while we were setting it up,
and then they let it disappear And that's why you have one that's a month and a half old that looks like, and to be fair to you, I'm glad you have your Cleveland branch, because if I see a business with a one star on Google, I know it's only one review, but that gives me pause. You know what I mean? But your Cleveland branch does help support the fact that, you know, we can quickly get this out of the one star. That's just unfortunate circumstance. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where timing happens.
Yeah, that's one customer that,
I don't know. It happens so much to businesses where you didn't do anything wrong, I'm sure, and it's probably the one-off situation where someone's complaining on behalf of their grandma or whatever the case it said on this review. Well, and we understand. Go ahead.
We talked to the grandma, and it was a miscommunication. So she didn't want to wait for the check. It was something I know this one with the check. So I said, all right, fine. We'll put a stop on the check. Technician will stop by and drop off cash to you. Stopped there twice. Took pictures of the card in the door and everything. No answer. And again, I told her we're not going to schedule an appointment. It's when I have a tech in the area, I'll have them stop and drop off the money to you. But we're also not going to put an envelope with $60 cash in it just in somebody's door or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not going to slip it under your doormat or something.
Right.
Like that. It's just
so
not practical.
We get a hold of her. We get out there, get her the money, and her granddaughter still puts the review on there. We asked her to take it down. She said she'll talk to her granddaughter, and nothing's going to happen. And then
so here's what we're going to do, and that's why, again, I want to help. I hope that we find a nice match here. We're going to give you a dashboard so you can prompt for reviews. Like, Thrive didn't do any of this when they were actively working with you, like giving you a way to prompt for reviews in a convenient manner.
So they had their whole platform, and because we have our own website, they couldn't figure out how to link our website to their dashboard, so that they just created us a second website.
Oh, that sucks.
Also, kind of, yeah, and more people were finding that website than our website, and then anytime they would communicate, it would go to the dashboard, which if we didn't log in to see, we would never see those messages. So both owners, also being technicians and out on the road all day, we're not logging into that dashboard until we're back at the office or back at, you know, at our house at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of the times, you're not the first one to answer, you're not getting any of those calls. So any of those leads that came through that way, we're all dead.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's what I'll let you know. Obviously, we're not looking to make a new website. That's not a part of it. If you want us to reestablish the website that you have already, like on your domain, we can revamp it. That's not an additional cost. The only reason why I even suggest that is this, okay? So when I look at S&S Appliance, and I'm talking about when I look at it from a cell phone, this is very important. When I scroll down the different Medina or Cleveland numbers, they go away. So when a lot of people are scrolling through websites, as you may know, they're a little lazy to search for phone numbers. So just if you guys are already managing your website, it's fine. It's a good website. It works. It's just the one thing I'd say is what you do is that first line where you see Medina, Akron, and Cleveland, you make that what's called a header. So that way it's always there no matter where you're scrolling.
Okay. So that's the other, and this might be part of the problem with Thrive, and this is where it goes into the conversation with more of the other owner. So the other owner is our 100% tech guy. Our domain is how our entire app system works. So we have an app that he created that has our scheduling, has all of our customers.
For the CRM. Yeah. Right. I understand.
So everything is, and that's all tied into our domain.
Don't make changes to it. Right. You just want to make that a header. That's the only thing. That way you don't have to allow anyone else to touch your website. It's just a simple, like, it's like when you're creating a website, you can say, oh, is this page one? And then you say, yeah, but do you want to create a header on your page? And then you say yes. And then when you create it as a header, whenever I scroll, all that information in the white bar where I see the S&S Appliance logo, all that will just stay steady. So people will always see your logo. They'll always see the click to call or the two phone numbers if you want to do it like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's plenty of websites to do that. So
yeah. So
great feedback because we don't do a lot of that.
Well, it's just we know how lazy people are on cell phones today. You know, every one of our websites we create has click call at the top, and we also put it at the bottom too. And here's why: we don't know where their eyeballs are at specifically when they're scrolling. So we want to make sure they only have to worry about half of the screen to identify that they can just press a button to call. So, but again, as far as your website, it's fine. I'm sure it functions great, and the fact that it's tied into CRM, we don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. So that's fine. We would just optimize your presence on Google and drive more traffic to your website. I'm pretty sure that's what you want anyway.
That's 100% what we want, yeah.
Right, so that's what we prioritize. I know that there's a couple other competitors running sponsored listings for Google Ads. I don't know if you ever want to get into that. We do offer that service, but we don't start people off on that service most of the time unless they specifically ask for it, just because – go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that for more like, not like local service companies, something like a business that's available to like the whole country that you'd want something like that?
Not necessarily. Like, so pay-per-click works well to hit different, markets. So let's say you want to run an ad specifically in Brunswick or something like that. And the general listing sometimes doesn't pick you up in the radius of Brunswick, as an example, or even downtown Akron, right? And you want to run an ad. So people do pay-per-click for that reason. The thing that you're talking about that I think that you say some of these really large organizations run is called Google Guaranteed. That is the highest level of Google marketing.
Okay.
If you've ever seen that, where they have a little green checkbox, and what it means to a consumer is if your service doesn't meet your standards as a consumer, you report it to Google Guaranteed, and we will cut you a check up to $2,000 to reimburse you for that service. So Google Guaranteed is just something that people buy into when they're established and they feel like they're getting a little bit, more of an appetite for marketing, because you don't pay for a click. You don't pay for presence. You pay for a lead now with Google Guaranteed. So it's similar to Angie's, if you've heard of Angie's before and how Angie Leads works. But it's Google's version of it.
Yeah, we were when we were just a Cleveland branch, our flagship basically, we were on Angie's List. And when they switched from Angie's List to Angie's, their prices just went absolutely ridiculous.
It became impractical, and they sell your lead to 10 people at the same time, and it's just
exactly.
I don't want to make this an Angie's bashing call, but I tell you, it's the same story I've heard for the last 2 years, or whenever they switched from Home Advisor or whatever they were before, and they made this like conglomerate company. I tell you what, I hear it a lot from small business owners. Like, this is not meant for a man in the field anymore. This is meant for a company that has a call center. That's it.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. So, but yes, our main service.
I got to tell you, I'm very interested in your services because.
We haven't talked about our services yet.
You know what you're doing, and you're telling me everything I want to hear. So you're doing a great job.
Good.
And
hey,
we are in the market for SEO work right now, which you haven't even got that out of me. I usually tell people like, well, we're with Thrive, and I don't know. You have a very honest presence about you. So that's a very good quality to have in your line of work.
You know, how often do you make a salesperson blush, Sean? Because it's working. Thank you. So I will let you know this. So obviously, we'll talk about our service now, right? I was just really trying to understand where you're at, because I saw that you have a strong presence in Cleveland. Now I can understand Medina being a five-alarm fire, essentially, as far as presence on Google versus Cleveland. This does not look the same. I see the same exact logo. If it didn't have the same exact logo, I would think there's some sort of like copycatting of a company name, because I'd be like, why is Medina at this level on Google, whereas Cleveland's at, you know, this level, right? So, that's our main focus would be Medina first and foremost. If you want us to address Cleveland, that's definitely doable. It's a second location, but I think Medina is a priority, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's what we're talking about.
No, absolutely. I mean, we'll definitely want to discuss the cost difference to handle both, since we do have both.
It's the same exact cost as one. Cleveland is low-hanging fruit. I mean, we could help do that to maintain your presence, but if you're still getting calls in Cleveland, and don't get me wrong, I still am a salesperson. I'd love for you to jump on board for two. So when I go through pricing, if you think it makes sense, that's fine. But I know that Medina is the problem.
Well, I think
that
what we'll do with Medina is, or what we'll do is start with Medina, see how it goes, and if we're seeing great progress, then we'll sign up with Cleveland as well.
Totally makes sense. So how it works, again, optimization, that's our core. We've been in this about 20 years doing this. So, of course, we're going to make sure that we structure it so you can get on the first page and really start attracting eyeballs. If you ever want to change to, like, sponsored listings, you know, obviously we're capable of doing that as a Google Premier channel partner. But the other thing that we do that may help a little bit in the short run, because you're going to need to have multiple irons in the fire. Just because your Google one-star review is an eyesore that we need to hide, right? And you can't delete it, unfortunately. You just got to push it down by getting more five stars, right? So what we do is a two-pronged approach. We also run Facebook ads. I know it's not exactly like the best 100% option for appliance repair, but sometimes it does help. Here's why. Sometimes you have a client who has something that needs to be fixed that's not an immediate emergency. So do you know how Facebook ads work, just out of curiosity?
I mean, I know how they work when I'm scrolling through Facebook.
Okay. So when you're scrolling through Facebook,
the last 20 minutes, that's what I start.
There you go. So they use a cute term called cookies, but that's basically what they're doing. Information capture from all of our search queries and conversations, anything our microphone picks up. Who knows exactly how deep it goes, but at the end of the day, you'll see an ad that's very relevant to something you were thinking about, maybe even, right? Like, did it happen in my brain?
Yeah, it's scary.
So the news feed.
One of our biggest things with Facebook is moms groups. Moms groups is the in my opinion, the gold of Facebook.
Okay.
You get into a good moms group and you're passed around. Because they all tend to live in the same, like my wife's in Medina Moms group. Just by posting our business card in there, I can't tell you, I've probably gotten 3 to 4 dozen calls from that, just that group alone.
Right. So that's why we run the
moms groups. We're in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So when we run the ads, and you know, especially if social media, you want people like actually verbally talking about you and dropping that information. That's why we run the Facebook ads. So you know, whatever mom group exists, and we can even talk on a smaller, like, tight-knit level, right? Right. It's more of like even a person-to-person network, not like online. So the Facebook ad works really well because you know it's going to hit someone who only if they were already looking for what you do, right?
Right.
And there may be a situation where it hits someone after the fact, and because appliance repair sometimes can be urgent. We talked about that before. But the good news is that a lot of times, especially with the appliance repair world, they might still look you up just to see how you compared in pricing, because as you said, sometimes your pricing is very, very competitive compared to others out there. So, go ahead.
So, with a Facebook ad, because we've never made one ourselves. The only ones that made one would have been Thrive. But we did make our Nextdoor ad. Are we able to put, like, so for Nextdoor, we put in there, if you mention this Nextdoor ad to the technician, get $20 off a repair.
Absolutely. It's meant for that, right? Promo codes and things like that. Everyone loves promo codes. So, yes, absolutely. So that's going to be available for the ad copy. We can run any type of ad if you do a discount-based promotion or anything like that. So all that will be applicable. I see you have a profile page of SNS Appliance Repair. You guys hardly touch it, though. Are you aware that you even have one?
Yeah, Thrive made it, and we just got the login info when we separated from them.
So wait, they were supposed to manage this beyond what they did in 2022, is what you're saying, and they haven't touched it in 2 years.
Yeah, they that's why I said anything that they created our Facebook page and managed it.
So what they did is funny, because in the beginning they were doing like one or two posts a month. In 2021, I see a couple posts and with some stock photos, et cetera, nothothing really fancy, just stock photo stuff.
Okay,
right?
So that would have been the first company we were with before Thrive bought them out.
Okay,
so that's the company that made our Facebook page. So yeah, when you saw the activity. It wasn't when you see the activity stop, that's when Thrive took over.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's what happened. And so I mean, again, the stock photos are fine. I would say this. I would suggest you to be a little bit more active with your posts. We do not manage social media. I want to be clear on that. So as long as you have your login information, just do a couple posts. You know, even one or a week would be great. You know, a couple a month is still good. But just so that way you can start talking about things and just be more mom group friendly, if you will, right? Because right now it just shows a couple stock photos once in a while. And so if you want to be mom group friendly, like do stuff like that. Like Happy Mother's Day is coming soon, right? Something like that. Mother's Day special, et cetera, right? So, you know, just an idea for the Facebook on the social media side. But we run $100 of Facebook ads. That's a standard for our clients just to get you some more quick hitting wins, because Google optimization is definitely something that is a steady growth approach, right? If I promised you overnight success with Google, or even over the first month success with Google, I'd be lying to you. I want to be clear on that, okay?
I'm fully aware it takes a solid 6 months for any SEO company to start showing you consistent results. So we've dealt with 3 different SEO companies at this point. So I'm fully aware of that, and plus I've spoken to dozens of companies. Okay. So, yeah, our expectations are not even close to thinking, oh, man, it's been 60 days and still not seeing good results. Like, yeah, we know it takes time.
Well, and good news is your profile is already active, so that helps a lot on the timing. But the thing that we're going to ask you to do is just make sure you start prompting for reviews to hide that first 1-star. And then that way you can really start leveling it out and get it to where, you know, that 1-star almost doesn't even exist anymore. So I know you do more than a handful of client jobs a week, right? Like, that's true, right? There's no question asked about that. Right.
Yeah, no. With just Medina, I would say I average 5 to 7 calls a day, 5 days a week.
Okay.
So
you're doing great on your Medina and already. And of course, we're looking to promote that growth and get it growing beyond that. And in order to do that, it's going to start with the Google, more of the organic stuff. So over time, and even within the first month with our dashboard, you'll be able to start hitting them quicker and just more convenient to use, where it's a formatted text or email where you just click to send. You type in an email address or you type in a phone number, and you can, I think, we have an app as well, so you can do it from your cell phone. You do that, it sends them a text or email where click here to leave a review for us. Because as you know, and I'm sure we talked about this, as evidenced by this one review you have, happy customers are lazy to leave reviews. Unhappy customers will go to the ends of the earth to try to destroy your company, unfortunately, sometimes.
Right.
You know?
No, you're 100% right. I mean, yeah.
So where you had 30 to 40 customers in the last 6 weeks or whatever it is that you had that could have left a happy review, none of them did, just because of general laziness and apathy of happy people. Whereas when you have the one unhappy person who wasn't even involved, just trying to defend her grandma, this is what happens. So we got to get that going. So you promote the reviews, and then you can even promote it with a small cashback promotion if you want to do that to make it financial incentive. But at the end of the day, just sending it, you're going to get a lot of people who do it because they're convenient on their phone. They got the text or they got the email. And, you know, it's just right there. They just want to type it in and they'll do it while they're relaxing. So that's what we do to help you grow on your optimization side, to really grow your review scores. And then Facebook is the short run. Facebook ads are live within 7 to 14 days. So that way you can just get some quick wins and justify the expense, the investment to us before you see the Google growth happen to catch you up to the Cleveland's level. All inclusive, $100 going towards Facebook, the optimization full time, and then again all the dashboard stuff to make your life easier to prompt for reviews is a month to month pricing of
$249. Oh wow, okay. So the $100 plus the $349?
No. A grand total $249. I can pretend the price is higher, but the grand total is $249.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. I know you expect it to be more, front. But we're small business focused. Sorry for
you just made my day. I mean, I've had people who is just, you know, Susie in her office at home doing this and, you know, offering 20 hours a month for more than what you're asking. So yeah, no, I'm sold. You got me.
Cool. Well, let me know what I got to do here, Sean. Obviously, next steps are balls in your court. So how do we proceed? Do we proceed now or are you conversing with the other owner? Let me know what we got to do.
Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let me put you on a hold, and I'll be right back.
Sounds good.
All right. Unfortunately, me and him are going to have to talk about this a little bit more.
You're good.
What is the name of your company?
Local Splash. I actually sent you a couple of text messages. You're good.
Okay.
So I sent you two text messages, one from our, both from our 877 number. That's our main line.
Local Splash. That's right. All right. I was right.
All right. And then, what's a good email address for you so you have everything in writing?
Email address is office@appliances.com. Basically our website, address.
Your website is snsappliancerepairs.com though.
That's not our website. That's the one Thrive made.
Oh. Let's look at the actual website.
Yeah, it is. That's the one Thrive made, and we got it from them when we separated. We got rights to that URL or whatever it's called.
So you still use that, but you're saying your actual original domain name was appliances. Got it. Okay.
Yes, it's if you type in www.snsappliances.com, that's our website. That's the website I was talking about that our app and everything's through. The other one is 100% designed and operated and controlled by Thrive. We just own the domain now.
Gotcha. I don't even know if I can get to snsappliances.com anymore the way it's set up. Interesting. Okay, when I tried it, it said the website's no longer active. But here, I'll send you the email so you have the information.
I just went to our website on my other phone.
And what is the URL?
SNSappliances.com. It's just no and. It's the letter N.
Huh. The second time I typed it in, it goes. This is interesting. So I'll make sure this is the website then that would be what we connect to. I just sent you the email with the pricing. So just, again, full disclosure, I know you and your partner. Sean, is it S-E-A-N? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, when you guys review it, just so you know, our list price is about $600 for this service online on the month-to-month.
Okay.
But I did quote you at the $249, so that's why I sent you the email, so you have that. As far
okay.
as there is a setup fee, not meant to break anyone's back, it's $99. So month number one would be $348. And then, you know,
okay.
month two and forward is $249.
Okay.
Okay.
Just.
And then you said you and your partner are going to.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It should be coming from jkyle@localsplash.com.
Okay. You know what? It's got to be something on my end. My email hasn't updated since 11:14.
Oh, yeah. That's been a couple hours.
Yeah. I know I've got more emails than that. So it just must be my service where I'm at right now. Oh, there it is. Holy crap. There's a bunch. But, yeah, you're right up top. Perfect.
Okay, cool. So, and then, again, I want to be fair to you and your partner. When do you want us to reach out if we don't hear from you before then?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's just...
you just give me a call tomorrow?
That makes sense. Okay, I understand now a little bit. So the partner just wants to see what the heck is going on because you said he's a tech guy anyway,
he's
right?
He's out on the road right now, and he's at a call, and he's like, I just need more information. And he goes, I'm trying to fix this dryer right now. And I'm like, I get it. All right, we'll talk, and then we'll get back in touch with the guy.
Cool.
So,
all right, well, I appreciate your time.
I think you've lost the fish. We're still on the hook.
No. We live by callbacks because, again, we understand how a small business works, especially when you're a guy in the field. Sometimes it's a little bit too much to absorb all at once. It's not a problem. I mean, we're very confident in our service and pricing. As long as you answer the phone, whether it's a yes or no, that's okay. As long as we're not, like, spending hours upon hours just trying to connect with you. You're fine.
Right. No, I totally understand. No worries.
Cool.
All right. Well, I will talk with him tonight, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, Sean. I'll pencil and maybe give you a call around 12:30 tomorrow. Does that work for you?
Sure. Yeah. I'll put a reminder in now. That way I know if I'm in a call to start paying attention.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. You have a good one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.